The We Pivot Podcast is for you if you're a woman who has recently pivoted into entrepreneurship. You'll find digital marketing tips, trends, and strategies to help grow your business in today's digital world. Join Tona and Al Haywood as we have fun breaking down all things digital marketing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. Did you miss us? We know you did. Well, today we have a great podcast episode. It's about outsourcing versus DIY. How to determine what digital marketing tasks to delegate and what tasks you should tackle yourself. This is an age-old question that we always have problems trying to determine. What should we do ourselves and what should we outsource? We all want to get to that place where we can just outsource all of the things, but sometimes it's not our business season to do so. So today, we're going to really talk about it. We're going to take each digital marketing task and we're going to determine whether or not you should outsource or should you do it yourself. Now, let's get into it, shall we?
We shall. I just want to say it's great to be back. Sorry I missed our podcast last go round. Just want to say I'm back.
And we're glad to have you back, Al. We missed you.
Thank you.
So when thinking about digital marketing, there's some major digital marketing things that we need to pretty much implement in each one of our businesses. There's probably more than the ones we're going to talk about today, but these are some of the ones that most people recognize and know that they should be implementing: their web design, content writing or content marketing, SEO, social media management, email marketing, and ad management. All of these things are very important in order to make sure your business is getting the most traffic from each one of those sources, the most leads, and all of those things combined so that your business can continue to flourish. The first thing that we're going to talk about is web design. How can you determine whether or not you are going to outsource this or if you should just do it yourself? Because I mean, they make it really easy these days to do it yourself. They have templates that you can use and all you have to do is plop in your content. They have so many different website builders out here that you can just easily use. So how can a person determine, especially a business owner that may be just starting out or maybe trying to do a redesign or a revamp of their brand, how can they determine whether or not they should outsource this or should they just do it themselves?
You know, Tony, you're right about that. Some of these web design platforms make it so easy for people to just go in and develop something really quick. You know, they have templates, beautiful templates, by the way. But one of the things that a lot of people don't see is there's a lot of technical things that goes on in the background of building a website. And that's the one thing that these web platforms don't really tell you. They say, oh, come on in, grab a template, and there you go. But if you're not technical when it comes to, you know, just building the website, you may want to decide to outsource. And some of the technicality involved in that could be starting off with your wireframing, knowing the overall layout and visual appearance, because you have to know how to place elements, the typography, navigation, the content, the mobile optimization, SEO. It's not just pretty pictures and pretty templates. It's a lot involved on the back end when it comes to the technical end of it.
That's true. And sometimes we don't know all the technical that even goes into it because we haven't really been educated on all of those technical things that make the website work fully. So those are definite things that we need to keep in mind when we're deciding to build a website or reach out to someone to actually do our website. Now, this one is something that I believe a lot of people do very well, and that's the content marketing. In content marketing, usually it can be in the form of a blog. That's what's most popular. And most times, if a person, a business owner, if they understand their audience, if they understand a little bit about SEO and keywords or able to research their own keywords, it's probably easy for them to blog for themselves. The only time that you really want to think about this in a little bit more depth, shall we say, is it really depends on what are you looking for in your business. Are you looking to get continual traffic to your website, not only now, but in the future? And if that's the case, and you don't really have the time to continue to blog, let's say once a month or four times a month, you might want to consider either, let's say you do a blog once and then someone else, you outsource it for them to do the other blogs. You can do half and half, or you can have someone do all of the blogs you need. Or if you feel that's something that you can, that it's not too much or it's not too much on your plate, then you can continue to do it, especially if you're seeing results from it. If you're blogging and you notice that you're still on page one of the search engine for whatever that long tail keyword is, then I suggest you keep doing it. But if you've been blogging and you really haven't been getting any clicks, let's say 6 to 12 months out from the time that you've blogged, maybe it's time to hire an expert or get some eyes that actually know a little bit more about SEO, and that can help you through that to maybe determine what you're doing wrong or to just take it off your plate altogether. Yeah. So the next one is the one that most people probably have, or most business owners have the most trouble with, or the don't really like thinking about, and it is SEO, search engine optimization. Should you DIY it or should you outsource it?
Yeah, and that's another technical thing when it comes to your web design, because believe it or not, there are four types of SEO. There's on-site SEO, there's off-site SEO, there's technical SEO, and there's local SEO. Now, we could go over all four of those, but it's probably going to take a couple of hours to go through all four of those. But look them up on Google, and it'll explain more in depth what those four are. But like I said, with web design, if you're not a technical person, and if that's something that you just don't want to tackle because you're looking to tackle more so of the core things in your business, then outsource it. You know, I mean, because learning SEO is not, you can take a course to learn SEO, but it takes time to really master it. So outsourcing would probably be your best bet if you haven't been working with SEO for at least maybe 4 or 5 years.
And I agree with you there, but sometimes you can actually take a course and it can prove very well, and you can get the exact results that you need to get for that time. And that is great. The only thing that you need to keep in mind, though, is you might need to re-up on your courses because SEO is ever changing and algorithms are always changing, especially with Google. They come up with an update. Sometimes it seems like it's every month. It probably isn't, but sometimes it is. Once you get a hold on the last update, then there's a new update coming out, like helpful content update, like that. That's a new algorithm update that Google just had released not too long ago. But they're always changing. And if you're not in the know with that, in these groups where they talk about SEO continually, and you're reading up on that, it can kind of be a daunting task. And that's why you never want to go into something where you're doing the majority of the SEO and it's not moving the needle in your business where you want it to move. It might have been a better idea for you to take some of the finances that you have and the money and invest in the SEO, because you will get a good return on the back end. Now, remember, you won't get that return right away. SEO usually takes 6 to 12 months to start to for you to start seeing that traffic come in, but you have to keep going with it. Keep going, keep going. Now, the other thing that I really see most businesses, business owners just tackle on head first, that's the social media management. That's posting to your social media platforms of choice. And when I say of choice, I mean the platforms where your audience is, not where your audience is not. If your audience isn't on TikTok, please do not spend time trying to create videos for TikTok. But if they're there, then that's what you need to be doing. If they're on Facebook, then you should be there. If they're on LinkedIn, you should be there. If they're on Instagram, you should be there. So wherever your audience is and where they spend the most of their time, that's where you need to push a lot of your social media posts to. If you feel like this is a love of yours, it's a skill of yours, it's something that you actually have time for, and you, let's say you plan out your content calendar 30 days, 90 days in advance, then I say continue, keep doing it. But if it's something that you are having problems with, or you have problems with knowing what to post, this isn't really something that you really feel like doing, and it becomes cumbersome, but you know you need to do it, then that's something you should probably outsource. And there are many VAs that can actually help take that off your plate, and you will feel very good after doing that, because that won't be something you have to worry about anymore. And pay somebody else who has the skill set to do that. Did you want to add anything, Al?
Oh, no. No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Okay. And the next one, email marketing. Email marketing is one of those things that I remember when we first started, when we were pining away, trying to do the social media, trying to do the websites, you know, behind the scenes, but we weren't focusing on email marketing at all. That was not even a thought in our mind. We didn't think that that was something that was important or it was needed, because we just needed to focus on the things at hand. But when we realized the importance of it and started email marketing, it was like, we definitely saw a major return on email marketing. It was to our benefit, and we continue to do it. Now, it's something that we have in our system where we can actually continue to do that for ourselves. So we DIY it. But if it gets to the point where we're focusing on too many tasks, it is definitely something that we could consider outsourcing as well. If email marketing isn't something that you're doing right now, you might want to consider putting that in, even for the clients that you already have worked with, because guess what? They worked with you for a reason and they want to hear from you. And when you don't send them anything, then you're not at the top of their mind for them. So you want to make sure that you keep that connection going. So email marketing, whether you're doing it yourself or you outsource it, it should be something you try to implement, especially since we're going into the new year, 2023. Why not start?
Yeah, email marketing is definitely a time-consuming strategy, because you got to be consistent, you got to stay engaging, you got to stay relevant, and you got to be timely. So if you don't have the time to do all of those things, outsource it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you decide that you want to do it, also, don't make it a strain on yourself either. If you decide to just say, you know what, all I can do is one email a month, just know that when you're doing that one email a month, your audience will start to expect that email once every month, whatever day you decide. But you always want to challenge yourself to do more. So if you're doing zero, try to do one. If you're already doing one a month, try to up it to two, and then just continue on that path. And especially if you can actually just plan it out, because if you plan out your emails in advance, you can have them ready to go. So think about that. Either if you have the time, you have the skill set, do it. If you feel like you don't have the time and you're not kind of shaky on it and you do have the funds, consider pushing that out to someone else to do. And I think it'll work in your favor. Now, the last one, the one that we, a lot of times we try to do it ourselves and we end up wasting a lot of money. That's ad management. That can be Google Ads or Facebook Ads. Now, I know that there are many courses that show you how to do Facebook Ads and things like that, but you just have to be really careful. And based on people who are giving you this advice, you want to make sure that they've been vetted, that they're giving right advice, and they have results that people have been seeing that have been, you know, good results so that you can trust them. But when you're trying to tackle Google Ads or Facebook Ads, you really want to get more information on how to do that before starting out. Because if you do just start out and jump into the water, you can waste a lot of money, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And that's why most people take ad management seriously and they will outsource it. If you decide that you don't want to outsource it, the thing that I would definitely suggest is if you do a course or you find someone that is proven that can get the right results that you need to get, or they have proven themselves before, vet those people and work with them. Because when you're dealing with Facebook and Google, things change. I can tell you with Facebook ads, things definitely change over time. And learning those platforms, it's almost like you have to learn them all over again.
Yeah, ad management definitely requires expertise and experience. And you'll probably be a little bit more profitable if you do outsource it to a professional that's been doing it for some time. I mean, that's one of those things to where, like, even how we talk about SEO and how you have to be really technical with that. I mean, I think ad management is probably at the top of the hierarchy because it really involves like your money and your budget, like right then and there. I mean, you can place $500 now for the month, and if you don't know what you're doing, you're just going to lose your money just instantly.
Right, exactly. And you're taking a gamble with your business. And the thing you always have to remember is it is an investment, and the return you might not get right away, because a lot of times with ads, you need to, there's a learning phase and you're trying to figure things out, who your audience, what's the best way to target them, your copy, your pictures, and all of these different things. So there is a lot of testing, but once that testing is over and you have a pretty good audience, it should be able to most times run on autopilot. But you have to be in the know of what's going on now, because what may have worked or things that may have worked a year ago are not the same. And that's a lot of times with a lot of this marketing strategies, especially with ad management, SEO, things are always changing and you have to stay abreast on what's working now. Even with social media management, as you see, videos are everywhere. So if everyone is using video, but you're still using just pictures, but you're not getting the reach you want to get, it might be time to change it up a little bit. So you just want to stay in the know.
Stay in the know. I like that.
Stay in the know. Yeah. So I think I talked about each one of the digital marketing solutions or digital marketing things that we normally have in our business. And that was it. That's all I really wanted to go over for today's episode. So I hope you all got a lot from it. And if you want to discuss any of these more, or you want to know which one of these we can take off your plate, whether it's web design, content marketing, meaning our blogging for you, if you want to talk a little bit more about your own SEO, if you want to take those emails off your plate, all you need to do is go to www.haywooddigitalmarketing.com and send us a message. Well, first, subscribe. And then after you subscribe, you can just hit reply and let us know what you're looking for. So once you do that, that would be beneficial to not only yourself, but we can help you with anything else that you need to get worked on, or whatever you need to get worked on, especially going into the new year. So thank you for listening, and until next time.
Until next time. We're so excited that you tuned in to the latest episode of the We Pivot Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Now, whether this is your first time or not, please make sure to subscribe and share with a friend who can also use some digital marketing guidance as well. Until next time.